Welcome to Earthwise, reflections on earth-based spirituality. I'm Anu Dudley with a biography of the beech tree. When I was a child, I used to play under an enormous beech tree. I would crawl over its knobby roots and curl up against its huge, smooth, gray trunk. Since the branches reached down nearly to the ground, it felt like my own secret room. In my mind, I still return there when I want to feel safe and hidden. Mature beech trees are remarkable beings. A large beech tree is one of the biggest living creatures on earth. One tree can weigh 30 tons, and its leaves can shade 2,000 square yards of ground. Its branches, laid end to end, can extend for 10 miles. A beech tree is a mighty conduit for moisture exchange, for each year it can pump several tons of water from its roots out into the air through its leaves. And the 100,000 leaves on a large tree release nourishing potash into the soil when they fall to the ground and decompose. Throughout history, the beech tree has been a valuable resource for humans. The scientific name for the tree is phagos, a Greek word which means to eat. People have eaten the buds and young leaves. Beech nuts are roasted and ground into flour and pressed into cooking oil, since they contain up to 50% oil. When agriculture replaced wild gathering, beech nuts or mast continued to feed foraging livestock like pigs and turkeys. In addition to sustenance, beech trees also provide fuel for heating homes, since the wood is hard and dense, and has one of the highest BTU contents of all the hardwoods. And although the wood is short-grained and brittle, and thus unsuitable for building, its strength and durability make it ideal for tools and furniture. A tree that was this important to human survival was bound to become revered in the spiritual realm as well, and this was certainly true of the beech tree. It was known as the mother of the woods, and its enormous roots that twined into the ground at the base of the tree were likened to serpents, considered avatars of the Earth Mother. The beech tree represented understanding, sustenance, and preservation. And beech nuts were believed to impart wisdom. Beech wands were used to cast spells to make wishes come true and to increase creative powers. And the healing properties of beech bark were employed to make an old Native American remedy for fever. Thus, the beech tree was the tree of life. When I began studying the runes many years ago, I became even more interested in the beech tree when I learned that traditionally runes were carved on beech staves, drawing upon the beech tree's association with Earth Mother wisdom. When literacy began spreading throughout Europe during the Middle Ages, the Germanic word for alphabet became Buchstaben, which means beech staves. In fact, throughout all of the Germanic languages, including English, the word book is derived from the German word Buche, which means beech. So the beech tree was the book tree, the one that preserved the words of wisdom, making it also the tree of knowledge. But recently, the mighty beech has come under attack. In 2021, tree experts officially identified what they are calling beech leaf disease and beech bark disease. These are serious problems that are thought to be carried by certain nematodes in the soil. These beech diseases are responsible for shriveling the leaves, especially of young trees, and damaging the bark, even of older trees, making the once smooth silver-gray bark to be pocked with gnarly black scars. As of today, very little is known about these beech tree diseases, and no treatments for them have yet been developed. People are encouraged to learn about ways to avoid spreading the disease to other beech trees so we can try to keep it contained. But beyond that, we are still pretty much in the dark. Tree experts are thus far not optimistic about the future of the beech tree and warn of its impending mortality. And so while we are still able to do so, let us celebrate the magnificent beech tree and honor her for the wise old earth grandmother that she has been to us for untold generations. Tree of life, tree of knowledge that you are, may you long persevere. Blessed be. You've been listening to Earthwise, Reflections on Earth-Based Spirituality. I'm Anu Dudley. Thank you.